the leader of the SLP, Colm Eastwood, with us this morning. Colm, good morning to you.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning. Your reaction?
Well, I suppose, first of all, our thoughts and prayers are with everybody affected in this awful, unimaginable tragedy that the people of Manchester have faced this morning. I just find it astonishing that anybody could do such a thing. Manchester's a city with a great connection to the people of Ireland. I know lots of people living there. I've been there many times. But it's also a city of great diversity. Lots of people from across the world and from many different faiths. And I think it's important at this time that that isn't that unity and diversity isn't rocked or shaken. It's just so important that people come together and stay together in this time, and I'm pretty sure that they will.
What impact do you think this will have on the city? The Manchester Chief Constable is saying this is the most horrendous situation they've ever had to face. Amber Rudd, the Home Secretary, is describing it as a barbaric attack targeting the most vulnerable.
Yeah, and it's all of those things, and the fact that children seem to have been the intended target is just very, very hard to comprehend. The impact that it'll have, I'm sure, in the immediate time will be the impact that it's intended to have. It's intended to terrorise people. It's intended to make people feel uncomfortable going about their daily lives. And the only response to that is effective is to not give in to that terror, to continue to have a society that is allowed and able to be free from that terror and to carry out people's daily lives without changing too much in terms of how we approach all of this. And there is unfortunately always a trade-off between a free society and these types of incidents. And we need to be very careful that there's no overreaction, that there isn't a move towards more and more and more and more security. And I think that is a very fine.
Will that not make people safe? Will that not make people feel safe?
Well, I think there will inevitably be an increase in security, and I think, of course, that will make people feel safe and more comfortable. But there's always that balance to strike between having a free society and a democratic society, and one that is also able to contend with these types of incidents without curbing people's liberty.
And what message do you send to those intent on bringing terrorism to the streets of the UK?
Well, I think it's the same message that I would send to anybody trying to bring terror and fear to any city or place around the world, that I don't believe that it is effective. I don't believe that it will do anything for whatever particular cause these people want to see fulfilled. I honestly believe this is not only morally reprehensible, but actually strategically stupid and dangerous. And the idea that anybody will achieve anything by this type of action, I think history has proven that they won't.
But again, and I mentioned this, I think, to John O'Dowd earlier on, we are in denial, surely, if we're saying these people are not achieving at least some of their goals. They want to bring fear to our streets, and they're achieving that.
They're
wanting to bring destruction, and they're achieving that.
Undoubtedly, they have achieved something in terms of scaring people and making people feel uncomfortable and terrorised in their own communities. But in terms of whatever the warped ideology that sits behind these types of incidents, whatever they think they're achieving in the long term by this, they just won't. I think people are very, very resilient in whatever part of the world this type of activity goes on. And I think people will move on and will gather together. And I think Manchester will continue to be a very diverse and unified city, of city that we all know very well.
It would be wrong for me not to point out, Colm, that there are some callers, I can see them now, who are saying it is hypocritical of Sinn Féin to condemn terrorism, given what they used to support in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, well, you know, Sinn Féin can answer for themselves. I really don't think this is a day for political point scoring, and we've suspended our campaign, and others have done that as well. And I think it's important that we continue to keep the focus on the people concerned and the children concerned. And you know, all I can say is that our position has always been that any political goals that you have to be achieved through peaceful and democratic means. And thankfully, in our society in Northern Ireland now, we, you know, the vast majority of people have signed up to that.
Colm Eastwood, thank you very much indeed.